Your personal space. How big is it? Sometimes life puts you in a situation that lets you see its exact size. Alex Brühl had this epiphany while shopping at his favorite outlet. Just picture it. You have a wonderful pair of 50% off white sneakers with green zebra print in your hands when, all of a sudden, you feel a stream of hot air softly hitting your neck. Yes, someone is right on the border of the so-called my sacred and non-negotiable personal space. You focus on the sneakers, on the green, studiously asymmetrical design. When you start to hear suspiciously deep breathing, yes, the guy behind you has firmly entered into your airspace. The DEFCON 2 of Urban Protocol. You focus on the shoes, and then you feel his shoulder touching your shoulder. Physical contact. It's the Pearl Harbor of the war for personal space. You accept that you've lost. You open your hand, set the pair of shiny sneakers on the shelf, and turn to leave. But not before making the final mistake of turning around for a last look. Understanding floods your brain. You've just been had by a superior hunter. You see him grabbing the shoes and heading towards the cash register. He stares at you with that face reserved for victory, the face of the conqueror, the face of a true predator. Today you lost, Alex, but it doesn't always have to be that way. Great hunters have their strategies.